Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. We're also brought to you by Wine Tasting Driver. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. We're also brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin County for over 60 years. Coming up, we're going to talk about the 49ers loss, but first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course and golf courses, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. They have the Fleming course open now. And Steve, we had a chance to play Fleming and then Harding, which was a lot of golf. And what I found with Fleming is that you better be ready to play that course. That first hole, par four, pretty tough. And you know, it's actually a really challenging nine. The greens were in great condition. We had a lot of fun out there.
That was fun, and I completely agree with you that you better be ready for that first hole. it jumped up and bit both of us.
Yeah, par four.
Par four, 414, I think, if I remember correctly.
Right, yeah, I had 405, and, I guess, is where we were.
Okay,
yeah.
And narrow, and yeah. That's a good hole. And then what's the other one?
Seven. That's the 425.
Seven.
Yeah.
That was also a really good hole. So, yeah, that was fun to play. I mean, all these years of, you know, having an opportunity to play at Harding and never played Fleming. It was neat to see it. It's got some really fun holes.
Yeah, I want to keep bragging, and I'll never forget about my birdie on the second hole when I holed it in. I chipped it up and
right.
In.
That's right. Chipped it in. That was actually, I think that was my only birdie too.
Yeah, we just dominated that hole. Yeah.
Yeah, we dominated that hole after we got our butts kicked on number one. No, it was fun.
It was fun. The 49ers game, I don't know if I'd call that fun. It was kind of typical of this season where you had some key injuries. Deebo Samuel on the first play of the game for the Niners. Re-injures his hamstring. He's out for the rest of the regular season. And Fred Warner gets hurt in the middle of the game, a shoulder stinger. We don't know how long he's out. But, I mean, that just kind of says it all about this season, that a guy like Deebo gets hurt right away, right off the bat.
I you know, watching the game, and I said to Tina, I said, I think he pulled up right there and then, you know, kind of hobbled out, you know, kind of didn't really look like he limped out of bounds, but he definitely slowed down. He wasn't himself trying to run somebody over. And then when they showed his face, I was like, golly, he did pull up right there.
Yeah. He knew it right away. He re-injured
his
hamstring.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, somebody, you know, that's hard on everybody. That's hard on Kyle. That's hard on the team because he's the guy that's going to get featured and he's out on the first play of the game. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a big part of your game plan. And all of a sudden, you got to throw that out the window. That's got to be difficult.
Yeah, and you know, you're throwing the ball. You know, then to Kendrick, he played well. Ayuk is good, really good, and only going to get better. But you don't get the yardage after the catch with most other people like you're going to get with Deebo.
And even those running plays. I mean, that play right there gained
nine
yards.
And the running and running the ball. I mean, he's. He is built like a running back, and I mean, shoot, he goes first play of the game and goes 9 yards and probably would have had 15.
Yeah.
Had he not pulled up.
So it's just the story of the season, key injuries throughout the year. You know, you look at the Niners near the end of the first quarter when they went up 7-0. You look at that drive and you see the potential of the offense when Mostert and Wilson are healthy and running the ball the way they were, and Mullins was on target and finding Ayuk. And you mentioned the game he had, which was 10 catches, 119 yards. And you have that kind of drive. That's what you're looking for. You go up 7-0, but they just can't maintain that.
No, they can't. And that, I don't know if it's so much even that they can't maintain it. I mean, it's the turnovers the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, multiple turnovers, and unfortunately yesterday two of them turn into 14 points.
Exactly.
So I mean how do you? I didn't know you could win a game in today's game not scoring a touchdown on offense.
but that was the case, yeah.
But that was the case, and you know, during the game, I didn't think we were very good on third down, which we weren't necessarily, but it wasn't as bad as I thought we were. It didn't seem like we could. It didn't seem like we could maintain a drive, but I guess it was mostly the turnovers.
Yeah, to have three of them, and we can go through them. I mean, first of all, there was the Chase Young forcing Wilson to fumble. Young had a great game. I mean, this guy is something else. The number two overall pick from Ohio State. Defensively, he was everywhere. But how about the recognition that he had on that play on the Wilson fumble, where he saw that he wasn't being blocked, so he knew the play was going the other way. That's the way I saw it, anyway.
Yeah. I actually think, I don't know, I'd have to go back and watch it again, but I thought ultimately it was somewhat going toward him, but Wilson kind of had to bounce it right, and maybe it was because Chase Young was unblocked. I do know that he's a type of defensive end that you can't leave unblocked even when he's on the backside because he runs so well.
And he didn't bite on any of the fakes there, though. There were some fakes coming his way. He didn't bite on any of that.
Well, even if he does, his athletic ability and his speed and quickness, holy mackerel, it, you know, what, 6'5", two, I don't know what he weighs, 270, 265?
Yeah, something like that. He's a big guy. I mean, yeah, and he's fast.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that, I mean, to make that play, to come by and scoop up the other one, and what was actually even more impressive, what's even more impressive to me, I mean, the scoop is impressive just to be able to get it with that kind of momentum. But the way he carried it, I mean, he was carrying the ball like he was playing with a midget football league ball. His hand looked so big on it.
It's a good description.
I hadn't seen anybody carry it like that in a while.
Well, he went 47 yards too. I mean, he can run. Oof. And that was one of the turnovers that turned into a touchdown. And then there was the pick six, which was a disaster. I mean, you know, it seems like with Mullins, when he does make mistakes, they're catastrophic. And that one, I mean, he's looking for Juszczyk and he throws it way too late. And it was a miscommunication between the two as well.
Yeah, they were not on the same page. And yeah, that one was definitely catastrophic. I don't know what to say about that other than that they weren't on the same page, and you know, you have to be careful about obviously throwing out there late. I mean, you got to be careful about throwing anywhere late. But I think even if Juszczyk stayed, it still might be picked off and run back. Maybe Juszczyk can break it up or make the tackle, but
because it's late anyway, no matter what. Right.
Yeah, it's just late and a bad angle, a flat angle. Yeah, it's just the turnovers are bad, are just hard. I mean, they're killing us.
Absolutely. Especially when you consider, Steve, you look at that drive near the end of the third quarter when the pick occurred. Everything was going great. Mullins was looking better on that drive. Mostert and Wilson were getting involved again. Like, this is a great drive. And, you know, the Niners at that point were down 16-7. It's like they're, you know, they're driving. It looks like they're going to get right back in it. And then, boom, interception just deflates everything.
Yeah, and the and even, I mean, even he comes back and they, you know, even after the interception, they go right down the field and score. And but I think the difference is that, and you just mentioned part of the difference, and that is that they were running the ball well. But the other difference to me is in that drive after the interception was the movement. There was more movement passes, and Mullins is getting out of the pocket. He's just not comfortable back there, it seems.
Just sitting in the pocket. I agree. Like, yeah. Remember that pass he threw to Richie James when he rolled right and he threw it? He looks so comfortable on that. Like, that's where he wants to be, running and then throwing. Yeah.
I agree. So the movement throws really help him. He's just better outside the pocket. It's as simple as that. And especially if it's a second or third choice. He came off a read to the left, what seemed to be his primary side, where he had a. He had some sort of a high-low combination, like a deeper end, a shallow end, coming from left to right. And he looked like he looked at it quickly, but then he came back right and tried to throw some sort of a more timing route. I just remember thinking, that's kind of odd. That seemed to be his primary side. Why did he come off that? But I guess my point is just that he just doesn't seem comfortable in the pocket.
No. He's making a lot of mistakes. But, you know, here's the thing, too, Steve, is that he is getting a lot of criticism. You know, fans are all over him. But there are other players making mistakes on that offense right now, too. I mean, McGlinchey had that holding penalty that wiped out a 22-yard completion. There have been drops.
That was a definite hold.
Yeah, that was. That was a hold. You can't go against that call. Yeah.
You know, when they came back and showed it, I'm like, yeah, you tackled him.
No, he totally did. No arguing that one, yeah.
Yeah, Kendrick's got to make – he has to make the routine catch.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so good at making the acrobatic catch. I mean, that catch on the last play of the game was spectacular. I mean, it's a wobbly ball. It's behind him, and he catches it with one hand.
Yeah. So he can make those. He just needs to be, again, more consistent.
Consistent and make the easy catch. No, Mullen's stats are, I mean, they're not horrible by any stretch. But the pick six is, the interception's killing him.
And a little bit hanging on to the ball too long, right? I mean, some of those sacks can be avoided in fumbles.
Yeah, and that's in the pocket where it just there's not a sense of timing or rhythm to it, and that's where I've talked all season about where I just don't think they're coached that well because they kind of all do the same thing. So it's to me it's there's not that. Okay, first choice, second choice, third choice, I got to start thinking about getting out of the pocket. Fourth choice, I'm hitting on the run, you know, who's maybe a back coming out of the backfield or somebody that's, you know, gotten open late. There's not that rhythm to it that I'd like to see.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel it. You can feel it, Steve, just the average fan watching it. Can sort of feel that he's taking too long in each progression, right? I mean, just, you know, it, by the time he gets to the third one, it's too late.
Yeah. And my point earlier the play that I was referencing is, you know, it makes me think again that they're, you know, that they kind of split the field in half. And depending on what the coverage is, they're going one side or the other. You know, there's where, for example, you get on your drop, you're getting, all of a sudden you're going to get man-free coverage. So you're going to go one left side or right side, depending on which side has the man coverage route, I'll call it, man beater. And if you get a, you know, cover two zone, then you're going to go to the other side, where maybe you have some sort of a high-low combination, or, you know, you have some sort of combination, kind of three-on-two combo to beat that that half of the field. So there's a lot of times not going to be a really smooth rhythm to it, because, like I said, you didn't get the coverage right, and it's not man free. It's actually deep, you know, it's thirds coverage. It's cover three, which could look the same at the start, but now you've gone for that man route, and instead of a hook curl combination that would beat a cover three look. So in some ways it's not going to be the rhythm that I'd love to see it be, because of that, if that is how they're reading it, which looks to me like they are.
Let's hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say about the loss to the Redskins.
Whether it was a bad call, or when there was an open guy, whether it was a missed throw, or when it wasn't, I thought we had a number of more drops than we usually have. And then I thought we struggled with some big penalties too. We were not clean today offensively. And regardless, I think we would have found a way to win if we don't turn the ball over. So there's a number of things today, just from an execution standpoint, that I got to be very hard on this week. And you can't expect to win many games when you're like that.
Shanahan also evaluated the play of quarterback Nick Mullins.
You know, we had to adjust a number of things losing Debo early. You know, we missed a few opportunities, I thought, in the first half. And when you miss those, it gets harder as it goes. You don't keep getting those again. And, you know, I thought, you know, Nick missed a few open throws today where he can do better. But I think the main thing was just the turnovers. That's what we got to eliminate. And that's what we haven't done a good job of this year, and especially on offense. And without a doubt, that starts with me before anyone else.
We'll have more with former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. They also didn't run the ball as much as you would expect them to run. I know they did fall behind in the game, although they had the early lead. But they end up running it, Steve, 28 times. They didn't have a lot of big runs, 27 times. They didn't have a lot of big runs where, you know, you could depend on them to run on first down. But still, I mean, you have Mullins throwing the ball 45 times and 27 rushes. You know, that's a big difference.
They're not gonna win. 30 each, 35, 30, somewhere in there, 35 each. That's not a, unfortunately, that 45 throws to me is not a winning combination. And it's, I mean, they came out running the ball relatively well.
Yeah.
Both Wilson and Mostert were running the ball hard.
But there were some other drives where they didn't get yardage, you know? I mean, it's like they had some drives where they were good and other ones where they weren't.
Well, there were numerous three and out drives by both sides there in the first half for sure. There had to be at least a dozen punts, maybe 15.
Well, how about the fact that, you know, like you said, Washington doesn't score a touchdown? Yeah, they had a bunch. I mean, they punted every possession in the fourth quarter, and they punted a lot in the whole game. Yeah, they had a ton of – well, I'll add it up. But how about the fact that Washington only has 12 first downs, 193 yards, 3 for 15 on third down? I mean, so they really did almost nothing in the game offensively, and yet they win. That's very frustrating for the 49ers.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one because defense actually they played pretty well.
Yeah, it was eight punts for Washington and 9 for the Niners. 17 punts is a lot. Yeah,
I said maybe 15. So I was
you're right, a little more. Yeah.
That's frustrating for a defense because you did play well. You know, Alex was off obviously in the beginning, like, you know, in hindsight was bothering him. Because even commentary during the game in the beginning was saying that he couldn't push off and he wasn't getting anything on his ball. And, you know, Haskins didn't necessarily do anything bad, but no, they can't really run the ball that well. And I guess they didn't have to. The defense scored twice. That's a frustrating one.
Yeah, and it's a shame we didn't get to see Alex Smith play the whole game because that comeback that he made just to get on the field and to be 3-1 as a starter with the Washington football team coming in. I mean, it's just been a great story, but unfortunately, you know, his leg was bugging him. I mean, he had some soreness there in his leg, so he couldn't continue after the first half.
I mean, that's unfortunately going to be part of it. He doesn't have a. You know, I don't know how much of his. I mean, how much of his calf muscle he has? Probably most of it still. But the rest of the shin muscle is muscle from his left thigh.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that obviously is not reacting like a normal shin muscle, and it's going to take some. Going to take some training and playing to I would think, to get that muscle to react as close to normal as possible.
49ers Extra continues right after this. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. They are a group of fun-loving, wine-loving people who are social, friendly, and looking to show you around wine country. Whether you're visiting Napa or Sonoma Valley, their guides are here to share knowledge, laughter, and conversations about wine or anything else in between. They're not the stuffy polyester suit-wearing limousine driver that detaches from the group. They are right in the middle of it with you during your car ride, between stops, and of course, available to help throughout the day. From running errands to picking up lunch, they'll make sure you have the best time possible. So give Wine Tasting Driver a call at 707-681-7050. That's 707-681-7050. Or go to winetastingdriver.com.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in San Rafael has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in San Rafael. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
So for the 49ers, Steve, I see a couple of key questions going down to the final three games of the season. One of them is, are you going to play Jimmy Garoppolo and George Kittle when they are ready to go? Now, you're not out of the playoff hunt completely mathematically right now, but it would take a miracle and a lot of help. So really looking at that question, and do you start, and you've talked about this several times already, but do you start C.J. Beathard at quarterback now just to kind of see what he has? Because now that we've seen Mullins turn the ball over a lot, I mean, I would think Kyle's thinking about it.
I hope that he's thinking about it. I would like to see it. I guess I have talked about it. I kind of was hoping that he would have brought him in there in the fourth quarter the other day, yesterday. But I get not doing that. But I'd love to see him play this week. I mean, give him a chance. I mean, he was your backup at one point a couple years ago.
Right, and then became the starter because of injury. Right, yeah.
Became the starter because of Jimmy G getting hurt, but. I like what I've seen in the time that he's been in there this year. I like what looks to me like a kind of a motion change, a little more gunslinging, and the ball looks like it's coming out of his hand better. So, I don't know. Kyle to me has nothing loose by doing it. I think actually it's only the game to see. You know, can he play in this league? I just don't see any. I don't see any downside to it.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to see him in
maybe,
there.
Maybe they get a spark.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in there. I think with Kittle, and they're saying that it's unlikely he'd play against the Cowboys. If you're still mathematically alive, I say yeah. I mean, you know, you probably want to see him in the next game against Arizona.
Yeah.
And with Garoppolo, I guess the same thing. And the other thing about Garoppolo is that you've got to make a decision on him. So do you want to see him maybe in a game or two, you know, before this season is over? Not that it's going to change your mind, but maybe just to see him one more time because it's a big yeah. decision you have to make about whether or not he's going to be your quarterback next year.
Yeah, I think that decision is strictly dollars and cents decision, I think.
Right. Not about his performance, yeah.
Yeah. I honestly don't see him playing.
The rest of this season, yeah.
I don't, yeah.
And what about if you had to make a prediction and look in the crystal ball, will he be the 49ers quarterback next year?
Oh, boy. That is a...
I had to throw that at you before this podcast ended.
I hope so. I honestly hope so. But I'm not convinced that he. Honestly, I'm not convinced that he will be. Just strictly numerical decision. You know, salary cap's going to go instead of going up to whatever it's supposed to go to 205 or. 215, it's going to go to one, it's going to go backwards to 175 from one, what is it now, 195?
Yeah, so that's not going to help the chances of Jimmy G staying.
Yeah. It's not just the 49ers. Every team is going to have to make super tough decision on someone that is strictly based on money.
Yeah. And then you have to look at like who replaces him because you know there're going to be quarterbacks out there like Sam Darnold maybe, Matt
yeah.
Ryan, Matthew Stafford, all these names that we've thrown around, even Dak Prescott maybe, you know, those are the names that are being thrown around. It's just it's hard for me. I really would like to see Jimmy G back, but I do know, you know, yeah, it's the dollars and cents.
Yeah. It's strictly a dollars and cents decision. If they do let him go, then I would say, and I said before with you that you better have the inside track to Trevor Lawrence, or I think they go, you know, with somebody like Matt Ryan because Kyle knows him and obviously they were successful together.
Yeah.
I Sam Darnold. I think he could be pretty good. He's better than I thought he was when he was coming out. At least from what I've seen, Matthew Stafford. I'd take Matthew Stafford tomorrow just because I think he's been really good in a shitty organization.
Well, those are two in a row right there. Darnold and Stafford. Hard to say what they would do if they were
true.
With a good team,
two
right?
Shitty organizations.
And if the Niners are healthy next year, they're going to be good. I mean, they are
going
to be a contender.
Really good.
Yeah.
They're going to be really good. I mean, and I think Stafford's done a remarkable job, honestly, with all the change that he's had. And how many years has he been there? Probably 10 years.
I think 9 or 10 years. Yeah.
I mean, he's had numerous coaches and numerous GMs, and I mean, God, that's hard.
It is hard. Kind of like what Alex Smith went through when he was first with the 49ers, right?
Oh, yeah. Six years, six offensive coordinators.
Exactly. I mean, never easy.
No.
Oh, by the way, before we go, Steve, can I brag a little bit about USC beating UCLA? Although that was a great game. Man, that could have gone either way.
It actually was a really good game. and it was very entertaining. There was zero defense.
zero defense is right.
I just saw something just in the last hour that maybe it was on Twitter that they said that I forget who it was, if Ohio State loses or doesn't get in, that SC has a 75% chance of getting in.
Oh, I didn't see that yet. Okay.
I think it was something like that.
That would be nice in this crazy year of college football.
Slovis he's good. I think throws the ball well.
He is pretty good.
And it was a really fun game to watch. Unfortunately, we didn't win. Started well.
Well, looking forward to this Cowboys game, and you'll have to rack your brain for some good memories next week of playing the Cowboys. Because there's a great history with the 49ers and the Cowboys, of course.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to talking about that game next week. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. We will be back again next week and talk about that game against the Dallas Cowboys. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.